Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a place where history literally breathes from every brick and stone. Although we are officially in one of the six districts of Poprad today, prepare yourselves to step back hundreds of years in time. The first written mention of Spiszka Sobota dates back to 1256, and believe me, in the past, it was one of the most significant towns in the entire Upper Spisz region. The turning point was the year 1567, when the town was granted market rights. The name itself, Spiszka Sobota, Saturday, is derived from the day of the week when these markets were organized. Trade flourished here, and guilds and crafts prospered. The Upper Spisz area was very important regarding the colonization by German settlers, the so-called Carpathian Germans. And how did the Germans come to our territory? Well, as a result of bloody Tatar invasions of Slovakia, most of the original population was almost completely wiped out. Therefore, in the interest of restoring the economy, Hungarian monarchs, primarily King Béla IV, invited German inhabitants from Franconia and Saxony to resettle, offering them special privileges such as self-governance, the right to brew beer, the right to fish, or tax exemptions for a certain period. Even then, the Carpathian Germans excelled in mining, crafts, and town building, making them an extraordinary asset to the Upper Spisz region. It might surprise you that Spiszka Sobota was held as a Polish pledge for a full 360 years. In the 15th century, the Hungarian king Sigismund of Luxembourg needed a loan to finance a war against Venice. He obtained the money from the Polish king Władysław II Jagiełło, but 13 Spisz towns, including Spiszka Sobota, became the collateral for repayment. Although it was intended to be a temporary solution, Hungary never repaid the debt. However, the pledged towns retained their privileges and formally remained under Hungarian ecclesiastical administration, even though they paid taxes to the Polish monarch. The pledge ended only in 1772 under Maria Theresa during the first partition of Poland, when the towns were returned to Hungary by military force.